كنا نتكلم في الحصة الماضية، وعليكم السلام، أهلا وسهلا. كنا نتكلم عن معاصي البدن، نكمل الكلام من حيث وصلنا. In the past session we were talking about the sins of the body. Let us continue from where we stopped. أم إبراهيم بعد هذا بعد الدرس كلمة صغيرة. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومجالسة المبتدع أو الفاسق للإناث له على فسقه. The author said, to sit with an innovator or committer of enormous sins, fasiq, to entertain one is one's in one's sinning. إذا كان الفاسق يفعل المنكر، سواء كان هذا المنكر فسقا عمليا أو فسقا اعتقاديا، لا يجوز أن يؤانسه الشخص على هذا المنكر الذي يفعله، لا يجوز أن يجلس معه لمؤانسته على المنكر الذي يفعله. If someone is committing an enormous sin, whether this enormous sin is an act or a belief, it is prohibited for one to sit with this person in the same session while he is doing that, to entertain him. قد يكون للشخص عنده حاجة فيكلمه بها ثم يذهب، يقضيها معه ثم يذهب. أما أن يجلس معه لمؤانسته فلا يجوز. If one needs to if one needs to fulfill a need, he needs to talk to this person about something permissible. So he comes to this person. Let's say this person is drinking alcohol. He comes to him while he's drinking alcohol. He talks with him about his need. When he finishes, he leaves out and he goes. This is permissible, because he is not sitting with him just to entertain him while he is doing the sin. قال المؤلف: ولبس الذهب والفضة والحرير أو ما أكثره وزنا منه للرجل البالغ إلا خاتم الفضة. The author said, for a man to wear gold, silver, silk, or what is mostly silk, with the exception of a silver ring. الرجل لا يجوز له التحلي بالذهب. It is not permissible for a man to wear golden jewelries. حتى الخاتم, even a ring. It is not permissible for a man to wear a golden ring. ولا يجوز له التحلي بالفضة. Also, a man is not permitted to wear silver jewelries. إلا خاتم الفضة. An exception for that is a silver ring. يجوز للرجل لبس خاتم الفضة. It is permissible for the man to wear a silver ring. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان له خاتم فضة يختم به مراسلاته. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had he wore a silver ring that he used to stamp the letters that he used to send, the letters sent by him. This ring had a part that is used to stamp the letters. ولا يجوز للرجل أن يلبس ثوب الحرير. Also, it is not permissible for a man to wear silk. والحرير يعني هذا الذي تخرجه الدودة. You know, silk is. You know what silk? The warm silk produces it. أما ما يصنع اليوم ويسمى بعض الأحيان بالحرير الصناعي فلا يحرم. As for what they fabricate nowadays, and they might call it artificial silk, or I don't know what they call it, synthetic silk, or it is permissible for the man to wear it. What is prohibited is silk. Silk is what is produced by the worm, the silkworm. كذلك لو كان غالب وزن الثوب من الحرير لا يجوز للرجل لبسه. Likewise, if the dress is mostly the dress material contains silk that has, it contains silk and other than silk, but the weight of the silk is more than the other materials. So the material has silk and other than silk in it, but the weight of the silk is more, then it is prohibited for the man to wear it. So when we talk about the silk being more, we are talking here about the weight of it. Being more in weight, that is, than other than silk. ثبت في الحديث أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أحل الذهب والحرير لإناث أمتي وحرم على ذكورها. It is narrated in by At-Tirmidhi and others that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said أحل الذهب والحرير لإناث أمتي وحرم على ذكورها, which means silk and gold are made permissible for the females of this nation and prohibited for the males. والذي ذكرناه ما ذكرناه عن الرجل المراد به البالغ. When we said the man, it is prohibited for the man to wear silk, etc., we meant by that the pubescent male. أما غير البالغ فقد اختلف هل يجوز إلباسه الذهب والفضة أو لا يجوز. For the non-pubescent male, is it permissible for the parents to make him wear gold, silver, or the like, or it is not? There are differences in opinions. There is difference in opinions about this matter among the scholars. Some said it is permissible for them to do that. Some said it is not permissible for them to do it. على كل حال الصبي لا يأثم لأنه ليس مكلفا. And in all cases, the child who is not pubescent yet is not sinful because he is not accountable yet. قال المؤلف: والخلوة بالأجنبية بحيث لا يراهما ثالث يستحى منه من ذكر أو أنثى. The author said, to be alone with a marriageable woman without the presence of a third person, male or female, in front of whom one would be shy to do an indecent act. لا يجوز شرح ذلك أنه لا يجوز أن يختلي رجل بامرأة أجنبية ليس معهما ثالث. It is not permissible for a man and a marriageable woman to be alone in a place with no third person with them. يعني إن لم يكن عذر لا شك. Of course, if there is no excuse. وهذا الثالث لا بد أن يكون يستحى منه. This third person must be someone from whom you would be shy to do an indecent. In front of him you would be shy to do an indecent thing. فلا يكفي أن يكون هذا الثالث أعمى. So it is not enough if the third person is a blind person. ولا يكفي أن يكون صغيرا لا يستحى منه. And it is not enough if the third person is a little child in front of whom usually one is not shy from doing indecent things. Like a child of... مثل أن يكون عمره سنة أو سنتين أو ثلاثة أو أربعة. Like if the child is 1 year, 2 or 3 or 4 years old, for example. ويكفي لمنع الخلوة المحرمة وجود امرأة أن يكون الثالث امرأة أو ذكرا. Now the third person, it is enough to be safe from committing the sin of khalwa, of being alone with a marriageable woman, if there is a third person, whether a male or a female. بعض الناس قال لا يكفي أن يكون هناك ذكر ثان. Some people said it is not enough if the third person is a male. وهذا غير صحيح. This is not correct. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا يدخلن أحدكم على مغيبة إلا ومعه رجل أو رجلان. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لا يدخلن أحدكم على مغيبة إلا ومعه رجل أو رجلان. المغيبة يعني التي زوجها غائب. النبي قال إلا ومعه رجل أو رجلان، معناه إذا كان الثالث رجلا يكفي. This hadith means if a woman is alone at home, her husband is not at home, do not enter that house, that place. Let one not enter that place except if he has with him one or two men. So let him not enter alone except with one or two men with him. فدل هذا على أنه إذا كان الثالث رجلا يكفي. This is an explicit proof that if the third one is a man, it would be sufficient. لكن لا يكفي أن يكون هذا الثالث فاسقا. But it is not enough if this third person, if this man is an enormous sinner. يعني يكفي إن كان عدلا, which means if he is an upright, trustworthy person, that would be enough. If he is an enormous sinner, it is not enough to be safe from committing the sin of khalwa. ولو دخلت امرأة ولو كان رجل في المسجد فدخلت امرأة المسجد ولم يكن غيرهما فيه هل تعتبر هذه خلوة محرمة أو إيش؟ Now if a man is in a masjid and a woman enters this mosque and there is no third person with them. So he is alone in the mosque and she enters to the mosque to pray, for example. And there is no third person in there. Is this considered a prohibited khalwa or what? هذا يعتمد على المسجد على حاله. This differs from one situation to another. إذا كان المسجد مطروقا كل لحظة يتوقع دخول شخص إليه, القفال قال هذه لا تكون خلوة محرمة. If every moment, if this masjid, if this mosque is frequently visited by the people, that is, every moment, usually there is the possibility for someone to come in. Always people come in and go out from this masjid all the time. But at that moment, at that particular moment, they were alone. In such a case, Al-Qaffal, a well-known Shafi'i scholar, said that this is not prohibited. This is not considered prohibited khalwa. لأنه يؤمن من الريبة في مثل هذه الحال. Because one would not do an indecent thing in this case. Because every moment someone might come in. وليس مثل ذلك الممر مثلا الذي في المسجد الذي لا يكسب طارقوه. Now the mosque which is not visited frequently all the time does not have the same judgment. مثلا مسجد كل ربع ساعة أو كل نصف ساعة يدخله واحد. For example, if every 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour one would enter to this masjid, to a masjid, هذا لا يعد مطروقا. Such a place is not considered visited frequently. فلو كان فيه رجل وحده فدخلت المرأة فوجدته وحده في هذا المسجد تخرج أو يخرج هو. If a man was alone in this masjid and a woman comes in and finds that he is alone, then either he or she leaves out, goes out. ومثل المسجد ما شابهه. What is similar to a masjid has the same judgment. مصلى أو غير ذلك. مصلى or other than that. قال المؤلف وسفر المرأة بغير نحو محرم. The author said, for a woman to travel without a non-marriageable male or the like. سفر المرأة وحدها في الشرع ممنوع. In the religion, it is prohibited for the woman to travel alone. إلا لعذر, except for a valid excuse. مثلا هي قادرة على الحج وما كانت تجد محرما أو نحو محرم يذهب معها إلى الحج ولو بأجرة, ولو تدفع الأجرة بالأجرة لا يوجد من يذهب معها, لها أن تذهب وحدها. For example, she is able to go to Al-Hajj. She never did Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah before. She does not find any non-marriageable man to go with her, any mahram to go with her, so she can fulfill this obligation. Even if she pays a salary for that, she doesn't find her brother, her father, her husband. No one wants to go with her, even for money. In this case, she is allowed to travel without them to make al-hajj. إن وجدت نسوة ثقات تذهب معهن وإلا وحدها. If she finds trustworthy women who are going to al-hajj, she goes with them. Otherwise, it is permissible for her to go alone even. حدثت لها حادثة, ما وجدت من يفتيها في هذه الحادثة في البلد, طلبت من يسأل غيرها, لا يوجد من يسأل غيرها, ولا يوجد من ما عندها طريقة لمعرفة الجواب إلا بأن تسافر إلى مكان آخر حتى تأخذ الجواب. في هذه الحال هذا عذر لها. For example, something occurs to her and she needs to know the religious judgment. What to do? She needs to do. She has to do what is permissible, what's not haram. She asks in the area, no one gives her answer, and there is no mean to get the answer except by her traveling to another area to ask a knowledgeable person for that. In this case, she is excused. لكن من غير عذر ليس لها أن تسافر وحدها. Without an excuse, it is not permissible religiously for her to travel alone. وقد ثبت النهي عن ذلك في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is mentioned explicitly. في بعض الأحاديث ليس لها أن تسافر مسيرة 3 أيام من غير محرم, في بعض الأحاديث مسيرة يومين, في بعض الأحاديث مسيرة نصف يوم إلى آخره. فعرف من مجموع ذلك أن الممنوع عليها مطلق السفر, ليس السفر إلى يومين, إلى مسافة يومين فأكثر أو 3 فأكثر أو يوم فأكثر, بل مطلق السفر. Sometimes the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, depending on the situation and the question that was asked to him, sometimes the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that it is prohibited for a woman to travel alone for the distance of 3 days. In other hadith, he said for 2 days. In other hadith, he said for half a day, etc. The sum of all those hadith clarifies that it is prohibited for her to travel alone, regardless of the distance. whether the distance is 3 days or more, 2 days or more away, half a day or more away, she is not allowed to travel alone. قال المؤلف واستخدام الحر كرها. في زمن في لما كانت عندما لما كانت الهجرة فرضا على المسلمين، امرأة من المسلمات ما وجدت من يسافر معها لتهاجر من مكة إلى المدينة، فسافرت وحدها، ذهبت وحدها. أم أيمن هذه حاضنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، كانت أمة عند أحد والدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم هي اهتمت به، ربته في صغره صلى الله عليه وسلم. من قوة يقينها سافرت وحدها، ثم في الطريق عطشت عطشا شديدا، فسمعت فوقها فوق رأسها حفيفا صوت أجنحة، ثم رأت دلو ماء نزل إليها من السماء، أخذته فشربت منه وأكملت طريقها. بعد ذلك ما عادت تعطش، كانت تطوف في اليوم الشديد الحر بالكعبة من غير أن تحس بأي عطش. هذه سافرت وحدها لكن لعذر. When it was an obligation upon the Muslims to emigrate from Mecca to Al-Madinah, a female Muslim, Umm Ayman was a slave woman owned by one of the fathers of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, one of the parents of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. After the death of his parents, she took care of him. She emigrated. She had a very strong belief, so she didn't find anyone to go with her from Mecca to Al-Madina. So she emigrated alone. On the way, she got very thirsty. She did not find water. She heard over her head the sound of wings. And then she saw a bucket of water coming down. She took the bucket and drank from it. After that, she never felt thirsty until she died. She used to go around Al-Kaaba at the time of the heat, the extreme heat, without feeling any thirst. She emigrated, she traveled alone, but that was for an excuse. So for an excuse, it is permissible. Without a valid excuse, it is not permissible. حتى لزيارة قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يجوز لها أن تذهب وحدها. Even to visit the grave of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, it is not permissible for the woman to go alone. This is not a valid excuse for her to travel alone without a mahram. قال المؤلف واستخدام الحر كرها. The author said to unjustly enslave a free person or force him to do labor حرام استخدام الحر كرها بغير إرادة بغير رضاه. It is prohibited to force a free person to do something for you without his permission. You cannot force him. استرقاقه لا يجوز استرقاق الحر المسلم واستخدامه كرها لا يجوز. So if you have a free Muslim, it is not permissible to take him as a slave. And it is not permissible to make him do something that he does not want to do, to force him to do something, to build a wall, to build something, to do a certain job for you by force. It is not permissible. For you or for someone else, it is not permissible. قال المؤلف ومعاداة الولي. The author said, to have enmity with a highly ranked righteous Muslim, that is, with a wali. الولي هو المؤمن المستقيم بطاعة الله الذي أدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات وأكثر من النوافل. هذا هو الولي من الأولياء. The believer who fulfills the obligations, all of them, refrains from all sins, and does a lot of optional act of worship, is a wali. This is the definition of a wali. الله تعالى قال إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا إلى آخر الآية. تتنزلوا. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. الآية which means ومعنى الاستقامة لزوم طاعة الله بأداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات والإكثار من النوافل. إذا لزم الإنسان طاعة الله قبل الموت ينزل عليه من الملائكة من يبشره برضا الله تعالى، إما في حال الصحة وإما قبل الموت بقليل. الله تعالى said in Surah Al-Ahqaf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ which means that those who believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and adhere to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels would come down and give them the good news, etc., till the end of the verse. So, from this verse, you know, you can deduce the definition of a wali. So, he is the believer who adheres to the obedience of Allah, which means he does all the obligations and a lot of optional good deeds. مثل هذا معاداته حرام. Having enmity towards such a person is prohibited. وهو من كبائر الذنوب. This is an enormous sin. إذا كان هذا في معاداة أي ولي، فإيش يكون حكم معاداة واحد من الأربعة، أبي بكر أو عمر أو عثمان أو علي؟ If this is the case for one having enmity with any wali, so what would be the judgment of those who have enmity against Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali? أفضل الأولياء بين أتباع الأنبياء هؤلاء الأربعة. Among all the followers of all the prophets, the best are those four: Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. فالذي يعادي واحدا منهم مرتكب لكبيرة من الكبائر عند الله غير مقبول. The one who has enmity to any of them, to Abu Bakr, to Umar, to Uthman, or to Ali, is committing an enormous sin and he is not accepted by Allah تبارك وتعالى. لو قام الليل وصام النهار عند الله غير مقبول. If he prays all the night, if he stays all the night praying and fasts every day except 5 days a year, he is not accepted by Allah. That is, he is an enormous sinner. He does not have a high rank to Allah تبارك وتعالى. قال المؤلف والإعانة على المعصية. The author said, to help others to sin. من جملة معاصي البدن الإعانة على المعصية. Among the sins of the body is to help someone to commit a sin. الله تبارك وتعالى قال ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. معناه يحرم ذلك. As Allah said in the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان, which means don't help each other in committing sins and in injustice. فإذا عرفت مثلا أن إنسانا يريد أن يشتري العنب ليعصره خمرا لا يجوز لك أن تبيعه له. So if you know for example that someone wants to buy grapes to make wine out of them, it is not permissible for you to sell the grapes to him. أو واحد يريد أن يشتري شعيرا ليعمل منها البيرة مثلا. Or one wants to buy barley to make beer out of it. It is not permissible for you to sell the barley to him. أو واحد ذاهب إلى مكان ليكفر بالله تعالى. لا يجوز لك أن تأخذه إلى ذلك المكان. Or someone is going somewhere to commit blasphemy. It is not permissible for you to take that person to that place. ولا أن تعينه بأي شكل. And you are not allowed to help him anyway. ولو كان أبا أو أما أو زوجة. Even if this person is a father, a mother, or a wife. الإعانة على الكفر كفر. Helping someone to commit blasphemy is by itself blasphemy. والإعانة على المعصية التي هي دون الكفر معصية دون الكفر. To help someone to commit a sin other than blasphemy is by itself a sin. بعض الناس يقرؤون في الكتب التي فيها ذكر الأحكام الشرعية من غير تلقي على أهل العلم. Some people they read in some religious books without learning them, without acquiring the knowledge from trustworthy, knowledgeable people. لذلك يسيئون فهم بعض العبارات. This is why sometimes they misunderstand some statements. أحيانا في بعض كتب الحنفية عندما يتكلمون عن بيع العنب لمن يعصره خمرا يعبرون بعبارة الجواز. Sometimes in some Hanafi books when they talk about selling grapes to someone who is going to make them, to make wine out of them, they use the term جائز or يجوز or the like. الكلمة هذه كلمة الجواز في بعض الأحيان يراد بها انتفاء الإثم، لكن في بعض الأحيان يراد بها الصحة، أي أن البيع صح ولو مع الإثم، وهذا مراد الذين قالوا هذه الكلمة. Sometimes the term, this term, or many times, this term means permissible. But other times, this term is used to mean that this is valid even if it is prohibited. So what those Hanafis meant by saying what they said is that selling the grapes itself is valid although one commits a sin by doing that. So they were talking about the transaction itself. That is, one owns the money that he gets by selling these grapes, although he is sinful for helping someone else to commit a sin. والذي يدل على ذلك أنهم يعبرون في بعض الأحيان بقولهم جائز مع الكراهة. والكراهة عند الحنفية فيها إثم. What makes it more clear that sometimes they say جائز with الكراهة, which means جائز, this term, with, while being sinful for doing it. So this, because they say while being sinful for doing it, this makes it very clear that what they mean by جائز here is not permissible, but they mean it is valid. Because how would it be permissible and sinful at the same time? It cannot be. So what they mean by that, it is valid but sinful. So be aware of that. One time a person who claimed to be knowledgeable, he said there is no sin in selling grapes to someone who wants to make wine out of them. When he was told, how do you say there is no sin in that? This contradicts the verse of Al-Quran, the explicit verse of Al-Quran. He said, the Hanafis said it. What? The Hanafis would not say that. Anyone who says that is going against Al-Quran. He said, oh yeah, they said it. How did they say it? He said, this is the text. And it was the text that I was telling you about. He did not understand what they meant by this word. He thought they meant it is permissible, while they meant it is valid, although it is prohibited. This is why one cannot just rely on himself to learn by reading some books, whether they are summary or long books. One needs to acquire the knowledge from other people who are qualified to teach it. قال المؤلف وترويج الزائف. The author said to circulate counterfeit money. ترويج العملة الزائفة حرام. I think everyone knows that circulating counterfeit money is prohibited. مثل الذي يطلي النحاس بالذهب ليوهم الناس أنه ذهب. Like the one أنه كله ذهب. Like the one who dies. Yes. The one who covers the copper with gold to make others think that all the piece is made out of gold. It's a golden currency, for example. ومثل ذلك يعني الذي يزور العملة التي يتعامل بها الناس الآن الذي يروج الزائف. Likewise, the one who circulates the counterfeit money that people use nowadays, the dollars, euros, etc., all of that is prohibited. لأنه غش وأكل لأموال الناس بالباطل, because this is cheating. This is cheating and acquiring the money of others in an unlawful way. Taking money from others in an unlawful way. قال المؤلف واستعمال أواني الذهب والفضة واتخاذها. The author said to use and to obtain golden and silver utensils. استعمال أواني الذهب والفضة حرام للأكل والشرب ولغير ذلك من الاستعمال. It is prohibited to use the golden and silver utensils to eat, drink, or other than that. حتى المكحولة التي يوضع فيها الكحول. Even the container that people usually put alcohol in it. والميل. Even that thing that they used to put kohol on the in their eyes. It is prohibited to use golden and silver instruments. حرام على الرجل والمرأة. It is prohibited for men and women to do that. جاء في الحديث أن الذي يأكل ويشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة يجرجر في بطنه نارا. It is narrated in the hadith that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إن الذي يأكل ويشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة إنما يجرجر في بطنه نارا, which means the one who eats or drinks and drinks in the golden and silver utensils, he is going to be tortured. By fire in his inner parts. ومثل الأكل والشرب سائر وجوه الاستعمال. Similar to eating and drinking are the other types of using golden and silver utensils. فإن اقتناها إن اشتراها الشخص للقنية من لا للاستعمال. يعني اشتراها ليحطها عنده بس ليس ليستعملها. لتكون عنده لا ليستعملها. هل يجوز ذلك أو لا يجوز؟ Now if one buys those utensils and does not use them, he does not have the intention of using them. One just wants to leave them there. Just he wanted to obtain them. Now he has them, he owns them. That's all what he wants. He does not want to use them. Is that permissible or not? العلماء اختلفوا. There is difference in opinions among the scholars about this issue. منهم من قال هذا جائز. Some said this is permissible because he is not using them. ومنهم من قال هذا لا يجوز لأن الاتخاذ يجر إلى الاستعمال. And some said this is not permissible because having them leads usually to use them. This is why it is not permissible to have them even without using them. إذن إذا تحصل الإنسان على صحن من ذهب أو صحن من فضة ماذا يفعل به؟ So if someone gets a plate of silver or gold, what does he do with it? يكسره. He cuts it in parts. أو يذيبه. Or he melts it. لكن لو كان الإناء من نحاس مثلا وكان مطليا طلاء خفيفا بالذهب بحيث لو عرض على النار لا يجتمع منه ذهب له قيمة, في هذه الحال يجوز. On the other hand, if the utensil is made out of copper, for example, but it has a very thin layer of gold. It is, what do they say? It is plated. It is plated with gold, with a thin layer, very thin layer, in a way that if you put it on fire, you would not gather from that a considerable amount of gold. You cannot gather an amount that you can sell that has a value, a monetary value. In this case, it is permissible to use these utensils. قال المؤلف وترك الفرض أو فعله مع ترك ركن أو شرط أو مع فعل مبطل له وترك الجمعة مع وجوبها عليه وإن صلى الظهر. The author said to neglect an obligation, to do an obligation leaving out one of its integrals or conditions, or to intentionally commit an invalidator while performing an obligation. To leave out the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah, when it is one's obligation, even if one prays al-Dhuhr. يعني أن ترك الفرض حرام. Leaving out doing the obligation is prohibited. سواء كان صلاة أو غيرها. Whether it is a prayer or other than that. وفعلها صورة مع ترك ركن من أركانها أو شرط من شروطها, أي بحيث لا تصح, كذلك حرام. To do the prayer apparently to do the acts of the prayer while leaving out one of its integrals or leaving out one of its conditions knowingly is prohibited also. One would be sinful for that, because one is not doing it as Allah ordered for it to be done. كذلك إذا أتى بمبطل عمدا وهو يصلي. Likewise, if someone makes something that invalidates the prayer intentionally while praying, or something that invalidates the obligation while doing it. واحد يصلي ثم وهو في الصلاة صار يأكل عمدا. Like if someone starts to eat intentionally while praying, in a way that invalidates his prayer, to swallow, for example, or otherwise, in a way that invalidates his prayer, he would be sinful for that. أو واحد يصلي ثم وهو يصلي يقفز عمدا. Or for one to be praying and intentionally while praying to jump. Jumping while praying invalidates the prayer. So if he does it intentionally, he is sinful for that. He is invalidating his prayer intentionally. التي يحرم قطعها. كلامنا عن الفرض. وكذلك يحرم ترك صلاة الجمعة ولو صلى الإنسان الظهر طالما أن الجمعة فرض عليه. When one is obligated to pray al-jumu'ah, he is not traveling. For example, if he leaves out praying al-jumu'ah, he is sinful even if he prays al-dhuhr. So even if he prays al-dhuhr, he is sinful for leaving out praying the prayer of al-jumu'ah. قال وترك نحو أهل قرية الجماعات في المكتوبات. The author said, for the inhabitants of a place to leave out praying the obligatory prayers in congregation. إذا كان البلد كبيرا أو كان بلدا مدينة صغيرة أو كان قرية صغيرة لا يجوز لأهله أن يتركوا الجماعات في الصلوات الخمس. لا بد أن يقوم بعض منهم بالصلاة جماعة. فإن تركوها كلهم أثموا كلهم. If there is a big city, a small city, even a small village, the inhabitants of these places are not permitted to leave out praying in congregation the five prayers. If some of them pray in congregation, or let me say, if all of them leave out praying in congregation, then all of them are sinful. أما لو صلى قسم منهم في جماعة إما في مكان واحد أو في أمكنة متعددة على حسب اتساع البلد، بحيث يمكن لمن يريد أن يصلي الجماعة أن يدركها، أن يصليها معهم. في هذه الحال يسلمون من الإثم، ولو لم يصلي الكل ذلك إنما قام به قسم منهم. On another hand, if some of them pray in congregation, in one place or in different places, but in a way that the one who wants to pray in congregation can get to this place or places and pray with them. So if the place is a big city, it is not enough to conduct the congregation prayer in one place. It has to be conducted in different places in a way that those who inhabit this area can pray in jama'ah if they want, those who inhabit that area can pray in jama'ah if they want, and so on. If this takes place, some of the inhabitants of the town do that, then the others are not sinful. If all of them neglect to do that, then all of them are sinful. ولا بد أن يكون وقد جاء في الحديث أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ما من ثلاثة في قرية ولا بدو لا تقام فيهم الصلاة إلا استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. أبو داود narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said ما من ثلاثة في قرية ولا بدو لا تقام فيهم الصلاة إلا استحوذ عليهم الشيطان, which means if there are three men, only three, in a village or other than that, so they inhabit a place and they do not pray in jama'ah, then a shaitan is going to control them. قال المؤلف وتأخير الفرض عن وقته بغير عذر. The author said to defer one's obligations until the time is over without an excuse. إذا أخر الإنسان الفرض عن وقته ما عمله حتى خرج وقته, تعمد تركه إلى أن يخرج وقته, وقع في الإثم. If someone intentionally leaves out fulfilling an obligation until the time of this obligation is out, such person commits a sin by that. حتى لو قضاه, even if he makes up this obligation. ترك الصلاة, أخر الصلاة حتى خرج وقتها. لو صلاها بعد ذلك عليه إثم كبير. If he delays praying until the time is out, after the time is out, he prays it. He makes it up. By delaying it, he committed an enormous sin, although he made it up. even if he had the intention since the beginning to make it up. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ يعني يؤخرونها حتى يخرج وقتها. As it is mentioned in the verses, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, which means, wow, for those who delay the prayers until the time of prayer is out. That is, they deserve a severe punishment for that. وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ النَّوْمِ. Now, sleeping is not like that. إذا نام الشخص قبل دخول وقت الصلاة ولم يستيقظ إلا بعد خروج الوقت ليس عليه ذنب. If someone sleeps before the time of the prayer is in, and one does not wake up except after the time is out, one is not sinful for that. لكن عليه أن يقضيها, but one has to make it up. ولا يجب أن يوكل إنسانا يوقظه. It is not an obligation to assign someone to wake him up. أو أن يربط الساعة. It's not an obligation to set the alarm, for example. لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ليس في النوم تفريط. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned explicitly that sleeping is not a type of falling short in fulfilling the obligations. There is no sin in that. This is what he made it clear. ولا يجوز الجمع بين صلاتين إلا لعذر. And it is not permissible to join two prayers together except for an excuse. مثل السفر, like traveling, or the like. ما شاء الله. طيب نكتفي بهذا الآن. Let us stop here for now. إن كان لكم سؤال, if you have questions, go ahead. تفضل عمر. لا بد أن يكون عدلا, هكذا قالوا. According to the Hanafi school, you cannot join prayers together except in Al-Hajj, in specific, يعني, for two specific, in two locations, that's it. Yep. If someone is following the school of Abu Hanifa and having tattoo, then he does not combine, he does not join the prayers. Yeah. Correct. Now, this is something else. Moving one's finger is not like jumping. Jumping invalidates the prayer, but moving one's finger, let's say when he's making a tashahud, he does this or he does this, or this does not invalidate the prayer. No, with the intention of playing, it invalidates, of course. But if, no, we are talking if this is not with the intention of playing. With the intention of playing, any move with the intention of playing invalidates the prayer. But let me clarify something. In the hadith does not mention that the Prophet used to do that in At-Tashahud. So if he told you, because this is mentioned in the hadith, in the hadith this is not mentioned, no. Tafaddal Abu Muhammad. أن الفاسق لا يكفي لمن نعم إن شاء الله أسأل وأود لك الجواب تفضل لكن لا بس لحظة لكن وين أين أبو محمد لكن أحيانا كثيرة أماكن العمل تنتفي فيها الريبة لو لم يكن الموجودون عدولا لكن تنتفي الريبة فيها لكثرة الطارقين لكثرة الداخلين هذا شيء آخر لكن مع ذلك أسأل إن شاء الله بالنسبة لي تفضل يعني عليه ذنب كبير كلها الصلاة والصيام لا تجعله من المرضيين عند الله ليس معناه صلاته باطلة لا تفضل طيب تفضل يكتفي بواحد يكتفي بواحد تفضل الإعانة على المعصية معصية هذا داخل في الإعانة على المعصية لماذا اشتراها ليستعملها ليضعها إن اعتقد أن مجرد الاقتناء حرام يكون الشراء حراما على حسب اعتقاده الله ييسر لكم ذلك إن شاء الله يكون عندكم قريبا الآن ما قدرتم ما عندكم قدرة هذا كلامنا مع القدرة إذا كان من غير عذر أما مع العذر إيش يعمل الشخص إن لم يوجد كان لا يستطيع أن يجد مكانا لهذا MashaAllah, it seems this is a big issue here. There is a weak saying in the Shafi'i, within the Shafi'i school. There is a saying within the Shafi'i school that is like the Hanafi school in this issue. So you can go, you can follow that. And you still pray according to the Shafi'i school. It is better not to do that, but you can do it. So this is easier. Ya tafaddal. ليس عليه ذنب، ليس عليه ذنب. بالنسبة على حسب الحال، إن كان مثلا واحد من أهلها مريضا وكان إذا لم تذهب هي يضيع، لا يوجد من يهتم به فيهلك يضيع، إن كان لا يوجد غيرها ولا تجد محرما يسافر معها هذا عذر. كمان إن كان لأجل إعانة امرأة ستلد ولا يوجد من يعينها إلا هي، وإن لم تكن تهلك، بس هذا بعيد، الأول أقرب، أما هذا تجد المرأة من يعينها. إن كان هكذا يجوز فيكم. If a woman has a parent and this parent lives away from her and this parent is sick, severely sick, in a way that he or she needs her next to the parent. If she doesn't go there, no one is going to take care of the parent, and the parent is going to be harmed severely or die. In this case, if she does not find anyone to travel with her, she is allowed to travel by herself to help this parent. And likewise, what's similar to that. لطلب الفرض العيني من العلم، إن لم تجد في بلدها من يعلمها ولا وجدت محرما يسافر معها، إيه تسافر وحدها. If a woman cannot find in her place, in her town, someone who teaches her the personal obligatory knowledge of the religion, what she needs, and no one goes travels with her, then she travels alone to seek that amount. حتى لو لم يأذن زوجها. Even if her husband does not give her the permission. She does not. In this issue, he is not entitled to prevent her. في هذه الحال ليس له أن يمنعها. إما يعلمها هو أو يأتي لها بمن يعلمها أو يتركها تذهب تتعلم. لا هذا ولا هذا ولا هذا. Either he teaches her or brings someone to teach her, or let her go. But to prevent her from the three options, it does not work. Is it permissible for the woman to cover, to travel alone with the intention to teach the obligatory knowledge? Or yeah, if there is no one else to teach the obligatory knowledge where she is traveling, the people learn from her and there is no one else to teach them the obligatory knowledge there, yes, this is an excuse. If this is the case, yeah, sometimes you can teach someone on the phone or the internet with a much less expense. But if this is the case, then yes, there is. How about a woman who travels to seek knowledge? We just answered the question. If there is If a man is in the masjid and a woman comes in, she does not notice that this man is in the masjid. She starts praying. After starting the prayer, she notices that he is there. What can she do? If she can go out, she goes out while praying. You know, she can do a few moves without, not a lot of moves. If she can go out, she does that. If she cannot, she finishes praying and goes out. Is someone sinful if they miss Jumu'ah because the masjid's qibla is incorrect? No, they are not sinful. They shouldn't attend. The prayer is not valid in the first place there. It is invalid. It's not permissible to attend the prayer there. There are certain habits that are the habits of non-Muslims. We do not do that. That is, there are certain acts that are known, that these acts are done by this group or that group of non-Muslims. In this case, we do not imitate them in what they do. So whether we use halal things to do that or haram, we do not imitate them. It's not permissible to imitate them even if one is using halal things to do that. Halal material, halal food, halal whatever. Is it prohibited for one to have a belly button piercing? Doesn't this harm? Doesn't it cause harm? It does. And is it a habit of Muslims originally? What I know that this is not the habit of the Muslims originally. This is the habit of... It's the habit originally of non-Muslims in a certain country, and now it's more spread, but originally it is the habit of non-Muslims in a certain country, even if one gets it done, it didn't hurt. And one does not do it with the intention to imitate a non-Muslim. It is imitating non-Muslims, regardless of the intention. It is. And is it prohibited to have more than one piercing or earring on one ear? Also, having more than one earring on one ear, is it the habit of Muslims? How do I say that? Here there is something important. Okay. What do you think about someone who has a very precious jewelry? He takes this jewelry and he puts it on the road. where the cars pass, the trucks pass, etc. Do you think he will do it? Do you think anyone will do it? No? Are you sure? Like if you have, let's say, not 10 ounces, 1 ounce of gold, would you throw it in the street? Are you sure, Wazir? Are you sure? You are sure. The religious status of the Muslim is much precious than a jewelry. One's religion is much more, it has much more value. And the clever person who has something precious usually protects it so he doesn't lose it. Why? Because he wants to benefit from it. He wants, this is very precious. So if you have some jewelries, precious jewelries, you'll put them in a safe, for example. Some people, they will rent to in the bank a box to protect that. Even they protect documents there, etc., isn't it? With steel and things that... So on one hand, this is what some people do with some material, with some worldly things. And when it comes to their religion, they do not protect it. Imitating the habits of non-Muslims, I mean the habits that are only for them, known to be their habits, is like... make it close, as if you are throwing the jewelry on the road. You are not protecting your identity. If you do not protect your identity, then at one point you might, how do you say it, get lost. You'll find that your identity gets lost. And this is very dangerous. So why would someone want to pierce their ears with 10 whatever earrings, for example? What benefit this would bring this person to imitate a شو يعني هذا مغني أبو أوع شو أو ما يقارب سيلي طيب سيلي until remembering the word to imitate a silly singer for example or a silly actor or a silly whatever. Oh, this is a very dangerous path, if you want. This is similar to a person who is taking a road, then he gets to an exit. Either he takes the exit or he does not. Once he takes the exit, he is no more on the road. The exit takes him to somewhere else. That's why it is an exit. This is similar to that. Once one starts to go and imitate the habits of others, the habits that are specific for them, habits related only with them. I'm not talking about the beneficial issues, the common beneficial issues. Then he becomes to lose his off the road immediately. Why does someone want to do that? Why would someone put himself in such a dangerous situation, taking in consideration that what one risks in this case is his religion? It's not his money, it's his religion, it's his state in the hereafter. So he risks that for what? To be accepted by a silly friend? Or in the first place, one shouldn't have such friends, such people as friends. One should have as friends people who benefit him, not people who bring harm at him. So, that's why this is an important issue that many people do not. How do I say it? Do not observe it very, very well. Oh, they do not observe it well without very. Some people, it does not occur to their mind. They do not think about it at all. If I have something precious, a worldly thing which is precious, I will do many things to protect it. Well, let me do many things also to protect my religion, myself from going astray, regardless of what others say. I'm not harming anyone unjustly, so let me protect my identity, and let me do my best to be safe and successful in the hereafter. Subhanallah. It's very dangerous. It starts. Yeah, we are not talking about this. This is not the best. It starts with many things. It starts sometimes with the TV, with the school, with the music, and it ends with many dangerous things. So if you do not observe and check the start, if you leave yourself, if you let yourself go, as I said, take the exit, then after a while, If you see that you are not getting to where you were aiming at the beginning, when you took the exit, did you forget? And that's... So one needs to be careful about that. Okay. Barakallahu fiki. I'll answer these two questions and that's it. Allah yubarak fikum. Can someone report if... Repent if they think. If someone suspects that he or she committed a sin, then one repents, one regrets doing that, and he makes the intention that if I did it, I will never do it again. That's what one does. If
someone that is a Muslim, how he talks, but not with the intention of walking down the earth, because he didn't use this idea. Come on. How would someone imitate someone else not to mock him? No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but yani, would the other person accept? Well, if it does not hurt the other person, if it's not mocking the other person, then still other things is better to do. If someone enters a restaurant and on another table there are people who are drinking alcohol, he is not sitting with them. So they are not in the same, he is not entertaining them on the sin that they are doing. He is sitting on another table, isn't it? Then in this case it is permissible, but and he entered the place for a purpose to eat. But it is better for him not to be there. But it's not haram because he is not sitting with them, entertaining them. He is sitting in another place to eat with the purpose of eating. بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم